Over the course of the last few years that I've been able to sit in this chair and join you in your afternoons, we've focused on higher education. How can it be more affordable, accessible? And we've debated a bit. Prior to me sitting in this chair, we had the same conversations when I was in the state Senate in North Dakota. How can we make this more affordable and accessible for those young individuals that want to take that next step, get a higher education? And there's been debates, tuition caps, ways of which you can try to mitigate some of the fees that are associated with things. And, well, some of it were, I think, incrementally implemented. And then I see what Minnesota has done and what they continue to do at some of their universities. And that's what I find today. The North Star Promise is one of those programs that we've talked about. When in fact, it was introduced, we made sure that you knew if you were eligible, how you become aware of all this if you're a Minnesota resident. But as of today, and it was announced earlier today by President Tim Downs, that MSUM is expanding upon the North Star Promise program, and it's going to include people on this side of the river, if you're eligible, meaning North Dakota. It's going to be inclusive of people that are south of the border into South Dakota, and I wanted to learn more about it, and I wanted you to have an opportunity to know more about it as well if you're interested into what this program offers, and whether or not your child is interested in this. And here to tell you more about that is one of the individuals who's an architect of it. Jason Trainer is with us right now. And if you're wondering who Jason Trainer is, well, he's the Vice President of Strategic Enrollment Management at MSUM. Jason, I appreciate you joining us on such short notice. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for the announcement that came out. I'm excited about things like this because when we think about higher education as that whole, you've been kind of in a pinch, meaning the industry, the institutions itself. You've seen costs rise and enrollments in large part shrink. And that finds you in a bubble. And I'm just happy to see that places like MSUM are taking it upon themselves saying, you know what, we got something to offer. And explain what that offering is.
Yes, well, we're excited to launch what we're describing as a tuition-free program for residents in North Dakota and South Dakota. It is a program that we are committing to for all 4 years of new full-time freshmen and transfer students, and it's a last dollar in program. So what that means is we will take into account any gift aid that the student is receiving in the form of typically grants or scholarships that we're providing to the student, often merit-related. And when there's a gap of that tuition, is we're going to step in and pick up that cost for the 4 year duration of their education,
which is just phenomenal. I think just on face value alone, hearing that description just makes sense. But it's not easily done necessarily. I mean, ultimately, you still need dollars to make this work, to make sure the lights stay on, and that these individuals, whether it be by transfer or as freshmen, come and get the education that MSUM is certainly known to offer. So how do you make it work on the books? I mean, have people gifted the university money to do so? Is this part of that state program that they allow you to do more? Explain how you make this work, Jason.
Yeah, so we're shifting internal resources around. This is something that, again, we've kind of dreamed up here recently. And there's a track record of these types of programs not only assisting. So we're looking at what type of revenue, new revenue, and new student enrollments would come in with attracting students from these states, as well as there's information or support that, hey, if we do this and pay down balances, that we're going to put ourselves in a better position for students to come back for following years and graduating. And that works into, not only is it what we're in the business of doing and want to do, but there's benefits financially for the institution, both from tuition dollars, but also from the funding model that exists within the state. So, you know, again, getting creative and certainly understanding that we have a lot of money already invested in these students as they come in the door. And we're really just trying to simplify the message, cover the gap, show that we're into not only getting them here, but making sure that they have the resources to get across the stage.
Literally putting the money where the mouth is what I hear MSUM doing, Jason.
It is, yes.
I'm curious. I know that the window of maybe getting numbers on this is quite small, But the North Star Promise program that has now been in effect, have you noticed an immediate change? Have you seen any more as far as people saying, okay, well, now that I know that I am able to afford this because the state of Minnesota believes in me, has MSUM noticed a change now that this has been there, or is it still too early to tell?
You know, I think the main factor that's probably negated any real ability to measure the early impacts of this have been the delays at the federal level with financial aid and FAFSA. And so the fact that we are just so far behind the typical years that we're able to have these conversations with students and families, and them receiving the information and the institution receiving that information has kind of skewed and delayed all of that. And so this is a unique year for, I think, all universities, where I would suspect that we're all slightly delayed. Doesn't mean that our numbers will be down. We were optimistic that we're going to be up. But unfortunately, a lot of the metrics that we're measuring against at this point in time are really based on, you know, students having FAFSA's completion in hand and us, you know, talking about them committing and making a decision where really there, it'd be an uneducated decision for many families without that information right
sure.
now.
Sure. No, that makes sense. You know, I was waiting on the feds, and I say that jokingly, but also in all seriousness, you know, when you need those data points to make, you know, that determination and make that actual declaration, I totally respect that. I got questions coming in about specifics, so maybe I start here. People are wondering now with this program, the announcement being earlier today, who is eligible? We know that the North Star Promise includes Minnesota residents. MSUM saying, you know what, we're not just going to isolate it here. North Dakota, South Dakota, we want you to be a part of this as well at our university. People are wondering about specifics, but just generally tell me, how does one find out if they're eligible for this?
Well, it's very straightforward. In some ways, this program is much, much simpler than the North Star Promise. So if you are a North Dakota or South Dakota resident, if you are a new student to MSUM starting this fall, if you are registered full time, which is 15 credits or more, which is the path to achieving your 4-year degree in 4 years, and you are academically admitted to the university, so there's not a GPA requirement outside being admissible, then you qualify for that award, and we will cover any financial gap for tuition. I do want to. There are some distinct, some different factors amongst the two programs, which is why we're being very careful. We're in terms of identifying these are different programs, different funding sources, different criteria. Sort of the North Star Promise also applies to currently enrolled students. The tuition, our tuition free program does not, and part of that is just based on how we are self funding it. The other key difference is that the North Star Promise will get into some covering of specific fees in the institution. We are not doing that in this program. We're covering the tuition piece, which is, I think, more common to these types of programs nationally. So there are some distinct elements, but we're really happy with the award that we can offer North Dakota and South Dakota residents.
Jason Traynor is our guest. He is the Vice President of Strategic Enrollment Management at MSUM. One of the specific questions that came in about this program, is there any age restrictions on who qualifies for this free tuition comes in by text?
It does, and that's a great question that we've kind of glossed over on both the North Star as well as the tuition free. So the general rule of thumb is that if your family adjusted gross income is $80,000 or less, then you would qualify for it. And that's roughly for our student body has been about a third of our student body has historically kind of fallen into that category.
Very good. Well, I'm glad that person was able to send that question because there's intrigue. You know, and I think we're in that unique spot. And I know, and in fact, I had a guest on, I think it was just yesterday, if not Monday, saying, you know, I don't know how much longer we can look at and say, well, that's because of COVID and the disruptions to life. But I think that disruption when it comes to employment and higher education are still being felt. But I do notice that there are people not necessarily coming out of high school that are immediately going into college. But I've noticed, and this is my general observation, I could be completely wrong. It's just maybe around who I hang out with. that there's older people that want to go and maybe finally get that degree, go back and earn that degree, that maybe they decided, hey, look, life caught up. I've got a young family, whatever it might be. Everybody's got their own lot in life. But I'm seeing more older individuals saying, you know what, I'm going to go complete my degree. Do you see that at all?
Yeah, and I would say that that's one of some of the advice that I was given going through college that's different for this generation. The old adage that if you don't go to college right out of high school that you'll never go is just not true and not what we see. So across the U.S., the largest segment of students enrolled in higher education are 25 and older. And so, yes, I would say that in terms of, is that reflected at MSUM and within the region? It's probably not yet. That's certainly something that we're really excited about, is how do we go to working adults and working professionals and say, hey, it's not too late to complete your degree. It's not too late to get started. It's not too late to credential up. And it can be an affordable thing. Especially if your employer offers some sort of tuition assistance or reimbursement program. So we are really looking and thinking at here at Morehead about how the university has to adapt and be innovative and kind of on the edge of the opportunity. And this is one announcement of what we are planning for a series of announcements over the next several months. We will have one that really is more targeted at working professional and adult learners. And we are, again, asking ourselves some really tough internal questions about what services, what programs, how do we have to present ourselves to be a good option for someone that's not, say, 18 years old and able to live in a residence hall all year with us.
Jason, in this industry and talk radio and in media, we call that a tease. You're saying, hey, stay tuned because we've got more coming in the months ahead. That was masterfully done, by the way, as far as, hey, stay tuned. We've got more announcements coming. As far as this one, the last question I have for you, where do they go? Do they just go to MSUM's website to learn more about this program and maybe get qualified?
Yep. So if they go to our website and just get onto the financial aid and scholarship page, they'll be able to there. It'll be pretty. The North Star Promise and tuition free program is hard to miss there. If there are any specific questions, our offices of admissions and financial aid are able to also answer those questions. And if you haven't been to our campus and haven't had a chance to come over and see what's happening in Morehead, I want to make sure that all the listeners are invited to come over and visit with us in person and get a sense of what's happening here.
Very good. Jason, I appreciate the knowledge that you brought to this conversation. I think it's a good first step for many people if they're wanting to take that first step. Next time that you have these announcements, you be sure to join us right here on Afternoons Live, all right?
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Yep, you take care until then. Jason Traynor, ladies and gentlemen, MSUM, your thoughts, 352-70. Coming back to you next year on KFGO.